I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Listen.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum.
You falsely accused me of being involved in a racial incident.
He said you were involved.
You said you were racist.
He said
you
were racist.
He said
you were. You are very racist.
He said
you're going to be dealt with.
He said he works for you.
It's going to come to light who you really are. It's going to come to light who you really are.
Hey, just answer one question. Yes or no?
What about the fake person?
Yes or no?
And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, April 22nd, 2024 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It's Monday, so you know what that means. It's Monday, another Monday with Mitzi, which is exciting. And so we will dive into that momentarily. A couple of things first. Probably before we get rolling, probably good to do the announcements real quick and probably good to do the prayer before I get rolling downhill. So real quick, announcements. RBN is a listener-supported network. And so as such, need your help, requires your assistance for existence. And there is no, as I say, there is no Ford, Rockefeller, Gates, Carnegie Foundation grant forthcoming. It's not going to happen, probably because, you know, we poke at the bear too much and can't bite the hand that feeds you. Can't get your corn pone the foundation and then poke at it. So thank you to the many faithful supporters of the network. If you don't currently or have never supported the network, please consider supporting RBN directly through the sponsors and advertisers, whatever works. Check out the website, republicbroadcasting.org, for more information on that. And again, thank you to everyone who does and has supported the network over the years. The phone lines are open, will probably be, I don't know, it might be interesting. We'll see what happens. But local, 512-248-8252 is the call-in number. And if you must, 800-313-9443, the toll-free number. Please use it sparingly because back to this is a listener-supported network and the toll-free number actually comes at a cost. So if you can, use the local number, 512-248-8252. And just another note, RBN will no longer be taking calls from blocked or restricted phone numbers. So everybody calling from, you know, places like Langley or Cheltenham or places like that will probably not get through. So there's that. And without further ado, the prayer real quick, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the worldly governors, the princes of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness which are in the high places. So the Lord's Prayer and the full armor of God, Matthew 6 and Ephesians 6 respectively. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Lord, please help us to put on the full armor of God. Help us to gird our loins about with truth, put on the breastplate of righteousness, shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Help us to take up the shield of faith, put on the helmet of salvation, take up the sword of the Spirit, and pray at all times in the Spirit. I pray that no weapon formed against the righteous shall prosper, that all who walk in error would come to know the truth in Christ. Please reveal our hypocrisy and double-mindedness. I pray that unrepentant evildoers be brought swiftly to justice, wickedness be brought swiftly to an end, and righteousness be restored in the land, and poisonous trees and their offshoots like brands and agencies conceived in malice collapse under the weight of their own evil, or perhaps be cut down and cast into the fire, because you can't prune evil and expect that it won't become more prolific. In Jesus' name, amen. So it's Monday, which means it's Monday with Mitzi. And so welcome, Mitzi. Good morning.
Good morning, Christopher.
How the hell are you? Yeah.
Exactly. Wow. I'd be
seriously
pretty happy on this sunny day, I'm telling you. Yep, good. Sitting back in my kitchen again. I'm done rambling for a moment.
Right on. Maybe. Well, so you're done, I don't know, cat herding or being herded or something. You're stationary for a moment, but probably not long.
Probably not.
So it's probably Monday. Not. We talked about some stuff that, you know, we sort of kicked around some stuff. And you always want to stay on the sunny side of the street. And I am notorious for, you know, I actually probably gravitate more toward the alley, the darker the better. And I find a dumpster probably, and those dumpsters that are on fire are probably the best. And then I just dive in and root around a little bit.
Yeah, you do.
That's kind of what happens.
Well, I would say we could meet in the middle of the street, but I think we're just going to get run over if we do that.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. So who knows? Maybe it's a Mexican standoff. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. Maybe we can do a little bit of both. That might be a pretty good plan for the day.
Well, let me just wish you a happy National Jelly Bean Day.
Ooh, jelly belly, jelly beans.
Yeah, or a National Beagle Day. Happy National Beagle Day. Happy April Showers Day. Looking forward to Mayflowers Day.
Your youngest brother used to love jelly bellies until I sent him too many when he was in the Air Force. And he asked me to please not do that anymore, which saved me hundreds of dollars, because jelly beans are not cheap to mail to Turkey, I found out. The hard way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting fun fact. Jelly beans are not cheap to mail to Turkey.
No, they're pretty, they have a little weight on them, especially when you send a pound or two at a time.
That makes sense.
Anyway, yeah, so happy Jelly Bean Day.
Yeah. Happy Girl Scout Leader Day.
I tried that for a minute.
How about Happy In God We Trust Day?
I like
it's actually
that
a
one.
Thing.
Is it?
Yeah. Apparently. Yeah. It is an interesting day in history. I don't know. Maybe we could start there. We talked about that a little bit. I'm dancing around it, but, you know, we both know, obviously, it's Earth Day.
Yeah.
And you're getting a chuckle because that basically rubs my fur the wrong way. And that's one of those dumpsters that I would rather not dive into.
Right.
But
I respect that. I really do. I respect that.
I mean, we talked about it a little bit before.
Yes.
And, you know, so Earth Day goes back to the year that I was born officially. Actually is, you know, predates that, but goes back to 1970, the first Earth Day. And so there were some interesting things happening in these times, you know. UNESCO starts, the Club of Rome publishes The Limits to Growth, and then 20 years later, I mean, when you look at the timing of some stuff, if you have a sense of that, then these things don't look so coincidental or, oh, that just happened. No. So, there was a group of folks, a couple of international gatherings in Moscow and Rio in 1971, the year after this thing starts, but they were doing this stuff, incubating these ideas before they get together in 1971. And then in 1972, they published this report they call The Limits to Growth, which is a Malthusian kind of thing that says, way too many people. Got to get rid of a bunch of people. And at the same time that that's published, you know, we talked about Walt Kelly this morning and the cartoon where, you know, Pogo, where he says, I have met the enemy and it is us. And that was published in 1971. So we've met the enemy and he is us. So this is, you know, and then further on from there, I've mentioned, Gary Kaw's book, The New World Religion, as a good, I don't know, jumping off point for all this stuff. But yeah, We Have Met the Enemy and He Is Us was a celebration of Earth Day in 1971, I believe. Which is a, you know, borrowing from the American naval commodore, Oliver Hazard Perry. We have met the enemy and they are ours. So, fun facts.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So, yesterday was interesting. Also in history, before we jumped on air, I mentioned that yesterday was, I think I said yesterday was the day that Nina Simone and Prince were born. It was actually the day they died. So that's, I was mistaken on that. I misremembered that. Today is Jack Nicholson's birthday, so happy 87th birthday.
Wow.
To Jack. It's also Lennon's birthday, and I mentioned an excerpt earlier before we jumped on air. So, you gotta stop me. You have some ideas. You know, it might as well be Lenin Day for us on his birthday because we're celebrating some of his ideas. But so it's Earth Day, it's International Mother Earth Day, but it's also April Showers Day, National Beagle Day, National Jelly Bean Day, and so on and so on.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Earth Day, I mean, my own personal thrill about this day is going out for a walk or going out for a drive. And every year I just, you know, it's like I see the trees leaves starting to bud out on the trees. Like it was the first time, like I've never seen it before. The leaves and the flowers on the bushes and the trees. And it's just so exciting. It really is a, you know, speaking of the sunny side of the street, every year it just thrills me it was the first time I ever saw it. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Well, it's really not surprising because it's just an amazing, beautiful thing. So I am equally, you know, I think, I don't know, to see that is impressive, and it just feels like life is waking up, you know, after a long winter's nap kind of thing. And it is beautiful and miraculous and amazing.
Yeah, it is. And I think the funniest thing is it gets more intense as you get older, because, you know, after you reach a certain age, at that point where you start losing friends and, you know, associates and different people, they start passing away. You know, I've talked to other people that say the same thing as I do, that every year that you see like that first crocus or that, you know, that first leaf bud out on a tree, you go, wow, I live to see it one more year. Wow.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's no guarantees. And so so that crosses your mind too, not just the wonder of the event of the tree surviving the winter and getting new growth, but, you know, you made it too.
Yeah. Yeah. Budding along with spring still.
Yep. Yep. Busting out all over.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my take on it. And then I have to wrestle with the, oh my gosh, you know, you just always want to plant things yourself. And I'm trying really hard to reel myself in on that, because as you know, my big game plan of a life change and downsizing is to not attract things in my life that need maintenance, especially high maintenance. And sometimes if you want to keep plants alive, they need high maintenance. And so I'm trying to have serious conversations with myself about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. Well, hopefully you win that conversation one way or another.
Well, I will. I'm working on getting game plans on all these levels of things, Christopher. You'll be proud of me on that. I'm working on it. But I am going to go to a movie tonight with one of your sisters called Common Grounds on regenerative farming. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Regenerative farming.
Mm-hmm. I hope it's kind of like what my dear old friend Alice used to talk about that had changed, that we're missing in our farmland. And so I'm kind of looking forward to going to that. I've invited some friends to go with me, and it should be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the old ways worked, but you know, it's you can't have a planned society and a planned economy when you have people just doing whatever the heck maybe they read in the Bible or something. That's just crazy. So anyway, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here?
Welcome back.
I don't care if it hurts.
I don't know if it's me. I don't want to talk about Earth Day, but I will say that I thought it was interesting that I didn't really see a whole lot of chatter about Earth Day this year. And I mean, it's been a big deal. I remember 10 years ago. Lots of chatter in the run-up. Maybe I'm just not in all the cool purple-haired groups, but I haven't seen much. Have you seen anything?
No, I really haven't. And like a lot of things that call attention to a huge subject on one day, I think every day should be Earth Day, you know? And so no, I haven't seen a lot of chatter about it. And honestly, I wouldn't even have known it was Earth Day if it wasn't for this movie that your sister invited me to. Mm-hmm. So I would have just gone on like it was Monday, the 22nd of April.
Mm-hmm.
Probably been okay with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, me too. And I think every day should be Earth Day too. I just don't think we should worship the Earth. And I don't think we should act like, you know, Mother Gaia is a deity and all that stuff. I'm not on board with that, but I am fully on board with appreciating the beauty of God's creation, the way that, you know, kind of the way that you described, you know, seeing the budding plants and things and being in awe, basically, and, you know, just walking out in nature and experiencing that.
And maybe everybody should listen to the George Carlin segment about the Earth. Remember that?
No, not exactly.
About how, you know, how the Earth will overcome and win in the end because it's been here for generations and it knows how to take care of itself and heal itself. And,
right,
you know,
right.
All
yeah.
That, yeah.
Exactly.
That was a great segment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's just talking about how we think we can save the Earth and the Earth is going, ha, ha, ha.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think he was alluding, as he did so often and well, to forces that are encouraging us to believe. The nuance is we don't all think there are people who want the rest of us to be nudged into some kind of action that we otherwise wouldn't be. Like you said, had I not known, were it not for this movie, I would have woken up and said, hey, it's a beautiful April 22nd. It's a beautiful spring day. I'm going to go look at the buds on the trees.
Yeah, that's kind of funny that there isn't more butter all about it, because I mean, didn't they go through years where they do a big everybody planted a
yeah.
tree thing or something?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I haven't heard
and,
anything like that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, in simple terms, and I'm gonna stay out of the alley and not dive in the dumpster, but I mean, in simple terms, it becomes this pagan wicker man sort of thing. You can sort of feel, and I talked. You know, again, it's no coincidence that over the weekend was Coachella, the second weekend of Coachella, and stuff like that, which has ties to Burning Man, which is actually the Wicker Man Festival, and, you know, all that kind of stuff this time of year. Those things are not coincidences. So it's, you know, the ritualistic stuff I can do without. But the natural beauty is wonderful.
Yes.
I'm going to stay out of the dumpster.
I'm so proud of you. But we still got a long way to go. So
a long way to go. And a short time to get there. We need some Jerry Reed. Stat.
Jerry Reed.
Anyway. Yeah.
He was
there
great.
Are some
yeah.
interesting things. I will point people to some things. You know, I mentioned Gary Kaa. Carl Teichrib has a post that was reposted over at crossroad.to. And so Andy and Barrett chose. And it's titled Educating for Pagan Change, Earth Day and the First National Teach-In. Back in 2002... And I don't know, maybe a couple other things I might mention, but stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Welcome back. Is there any chance that we could, there's Jerry Reed on too. Is there any chance we could just sort of do that real fast for 30 seconds or so? Can we do that? Please? Just for, you know, because we got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Perfect. That's better, right?
Yeah.
Because we got a long way to go.
Short time to get there.
Yeah. I'm eastbound. See ya.
Eastbound and down. Yep. He was a great co-pilot for Burt Reynolds.
The incomparable Jerry Reed.
Yes.
I think we should play Amos Moses later.
Oh, good.
And maybe a few other things.
Oh, good. I like that.
Yeah. Jerry was a talented guy.
He was. He wasn't very old, I don't think, when he passed away. He was in his 60s, wasn't he?
71.
Barely over the 70 line.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I would say that's the one he's best known for because of the Smokey and the Bandit series.
Yes. Yeah, I think so. Yep, I'm pretty excited about my upcoming advancement in age.
Right on. Well, my brain's still stuck on Jerry Reed, you know? Guitar Man, Amos Moses, When You're Hot, You're Hot. She Got the Gold Mine. On and on.
Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot.
Skinner Blues.
I don't remember She Got the Gold Mine.
What? Stop it. Stop it.
I'm going to have to listen to it.
Well, then we'll have
refresh
to play that.
Refresh my memory. Yeah. Yeah. Well, 71, I mean, you know, when you're 71, 71 seems like a pretty young time to to leave the planet.
Heck yeah.
You know, so of course I go right there.
It's all relative.
Right.
We're all relatives.
I know.
Interesting. So I'm going to finish my thought real fast. Carl Teichrib, the post over at crossroad.to, education for pig and change. It's a very short, it's a great entry point for those maybe unfamiliar, because, you know, that's what happens. All of these things that sound like a good thing actually nudge us in a specific direction, particular direction. And what is that direction? You know, Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, Earth Day is actually a Wicker Man festival. It's Christianity, except it's definitely not. It's the same thing, except it's definitely not. And the convergence is, you know, perhaps best represented in Robert Oppenheimer's words, who was also born on this day. Back in 1904, but he said, if atomic bombs are to be added as new weapons to the arsenals of a warring world or to the arsenals of the nations preparing for war, then the time will come when mankind will curse the names of Los Alamos and Hiroshima. The people of this world must unite. Workers of the world, unite. People of the world, this world must unite or they will perish. This war has ravaged so much of the earth, has written these words. The atomic bomb has spelled them out for all men to understand. Other men have spoken them in other times and in other wars of other weapons. They have not prevailed. There are some misled by a false sense of human history who hold that they will not prevail today. It is not for us to believe that. By our minds, we are committed to a world united, to the common peril in law and in humanity. So basically, it's this idea, you know, and your generation got the hide under your desk nudge, speaking of atomic weapons.
Yes,
you know,
we did.
You guys got the hide under your desk. And when you think about it, I mean, it's so ridiculous. It's just, it's a nudge. It's a way to condition you for the rest of your life, basically. Because that's a strong visual connotation, I would say, that I would imagine wouldn't leave a person for their whole life. It's just something that you remember.
Yeah, I was in fifth grade. I remember that when that whole thing happened.
And so, you know, after that, I guess atomic weapons weren't a threat anymore in like my generation, because we never hid under our desk. We were never told to do that. So it's interesting, you know, if it's really a threat, then why did that practice go away? So anyway, the nudges in the direction of uniting the world in common cause to return to Genesis 6 and Genesis 11 and Genesis 6 from there, and all that kind of stuff that I've talked about. But this post is interesting. Educating for Pagan Change, Earth Day, and the First National Teach-In by Carl Tykrib, which includes stuff from other people and Gary Kaw and his book, The New World Religion. So that's interesting. There's the RBN post from last year, The Farcical Reality of Earth Day, April 22nd, 2023, because there was more of a push last year. And other fun stuff. But, you know, the last thing I'll say, and I'm going to stay out of the dumpster, but, you know, I wrote a thing over the weekend because I saw the headline, and a lot of other people saw it too, obviously. I saw more of that than any of this other stuff. Larry sent me an article, Zero Hedge, Ukraine gets their billions despite CIA director reportedly warning Zelensky to stop stealing so much money. That's an interesting headline. But, you know, I saw the flashes of headlines about the congressional approval over the weekend. Saturday, Congress, you know, House approves $95 billion in aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan was the headline that flashed everywhere. And this goes to the Senate now. And Biden has said that he will rubber stamp anything that comes across his desk. This was actually four bills that are now have been sent to the Senate. But, you know, when I saw this, this reminds me of what I was just talking about. When Robert Oppenheimer says what he says, or we've played the clip of George Friedman over at Four CIA proxy Stratfor at his Brain Bar Budapest talk back in 2017, Is There a Global War Coming? Where he, for the first 10 minutes of his talk, he says, global war is with you all the time. I introduced to you the iPhone, and he goes through all of the pieces of the iPhone bit by bit, you know, or cell phones in general, really, and talks about how the history of all of the pieces is from military research and development. And so the point is, you know, the article that I wrote, you and I are not decrying that Congress must appropriate funds to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Like you said about if it hadn't been for the movie, you wouldn't know it was Earth Day. Same thing, you know, if it weren't for something somewhere, this stuff would never happen, because most Americans would never do this. It's counterintuitive. Why would we, as you look around and you see people struggling, homelessness is epidemic in many major cities. But, you know, the post that I wrote featured the image from the Brown University Cost of War Project, one of their posts that says Pentagon spending has totaled over $14 trillion since the start of the war in Afghanistan. So could we use that here better to maybe figure out the homeless situation, or better yet, not print $14 trillion to send other places to cause the kind of inflation that is causing things to skyrocket in price and stuff like that. So the point being, when Robert Oppenheimer says that the nations are preparing for war, it's not the people. It's a small group of people who want to make the rest of us believe that, you know, there's some validity to this kind of stuff. And then we all get swept up in this bellicose, jingoistic kind of nonsense. John Taylor Gatto said it best, and I included that bit in my post, you know, where he says that we have evolved an economy that depends upon constant warfare. And even though it was stretching it the bounds of absurdity, basically, in Iraq and Afghanistan, when those are over, he said we must find another conflict. This is when he was talking to Richard Grove back in 2011, and he says we're going to have to stretch it even further, maybe attack small islands like Fiji because they represent a menace. He was joking. But he said, being a child of World War II, the idea of calling something a war where the enemy has no army, navy, air force, intelligence service, and they blow up their feet and in their underwear, it stretches the bounds of the ridiculous to call it a war. And we have the $1 trillion a year military industrial complex that we have, but you and I don't create that, but we get swept up in it. So it's interesting how that works.
It's very frightening.
So we probably all just need to step back away from the mass media a little bit and rethink the, you know, chart a different course. Speaking of Carlin, makes me, you know, think of the bombing stuff. We're good at it. Americans, we're good at bombing people. And the only we're good at bombing the brown people, and the only time we bomb the other people is when they cut in our action. Hey, that's our job. We bomb those people. Remember that?
Yes. comedians are incredible. You know, what would the word be? I mean, it's amazing how they can inform and make you laugh at the same time.
Yeah, it's the old Latin phrase, castigat ridendo mores. Humor corrects morals. And, you know, the word castigate is an interesting parallel there. And maybe sarcasm, which in the Greek means tearing flesh. So, fun stuff.
Well, speaking of interesting stuff, you know, I'm always trying to keep my optimism up strong. I'm reading a new book that I'm just really having fun with called The Wealth Money Can't Buy. And you know, it's great. It's about, you know, it's kind of common sense. It's a book of common sense. Every chapter is no more than 2 pages long. But it's all the stuff that we need to think about every day, you know, like being grateful and taking care of each other and family and our health. And it sounds stupid, but, you know, it's done really well and it's really interesting. So I'm loving it because it just reminds me of things, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So, when you tell me about scary things, which frighten me, I mean, they're, you know. But if we get caught up in the fear, then they win. I mean, you know, it just you do what you can do, and then you keep on. And So I'm having a lot of fun reading this book, and I find myself, what I like about it is I find myself being able to pick it up, and I can read it for 5 minutes, or I can read it for an hour, and, you know, and it just, it, when I get done with any page, you know, I'm just smiling, and I'm really liking that. So, you know, that's where I always go in my rabbit hole.
Right on. Well, you know, maybe we'll find a balance. I think one of the things that may emerge after more iterations of Mondays with Mitzi is that healthy balance, because, you know, not knowing maybe is not good, but being gripped by fear, like you said, if that happens, they win. Well said. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. The distance, he's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need, because he's racing and
Welcome back.
All right. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast already. This Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Happy Jelly Bean Day. It's another Monday with Mitzi. So we're doing that. Speaking of Latin phrases, how about this one? Barba tenus sapientes.
Okay.
Wise as far as his beard. I got to grow my beard out a little bit more.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I should not grow it out more. You know, so speaking of age and aging, now the white hairs are creeping in the patriarchal side of my lineage. There's white hair, obviously. Right?
Right.
And so, you know, now I don't know, all the years of dumpster diving in the, you know, alley is bringing out the white hairs, but they're angry white hairs. So, you know, they're the ones that go, beow! They stick straight out of your face, and they're, you know, they look like, instead of mustache hair, it's like, beow! I'm talking to you. That's an angry hair.
I know. Yeah. That's always just fascinated me. You know, the fact that we have white hair because your hair loses its color pigment, and don't you think it'd make it wimpier? But no, it comes back with a vengeance.
Yeah. Angry hair.
Angry hair.
What the heck?
I know. That's always marveled me.
So, you know, I got that going for me, which is nice.
Which is nice.
If Mike was here, we'd get the Caddyshack clip all of a sudden, just uh-huh. like impromptu.
Because you can't help it.
Well, you know, it's understandable for sure.
Well, speaking of fear, of facing our fear, there's a cute little short story in my book that I'm reading that talks about a guy who was climbing down from a summit of a soaring mountain. He'd been descending all day and the sun was setting. He carefully chose each step. As the sky grew darker and dimmer, suddenly the climber lost footing and, terrified that he'd fall thousands of feet into the abyss below, grabbed onto a branch. All night, in staggering fear, the man hung from that branch, thinking that if he let go, he'd plunge to his death. All night he yelped for help. Yet no one heard his cries. He thought of all the things he hadn't yet done in his life, the potential he'd left unused, the growth he'd failed to experience, the human talents he never got to know, and the family he loved so much, all that he'd lose if he fell. Then at sunrise, in the early light, revealed the truth that startled the climber. Just 6 inches below him was a wide ledge. In the darkness, he had failed to see it. He began to laugh mildly at first, and then uncontrollably, the man realized that his fear was only 6 inches deep. Below that, there was safety. So change your narrative. Refuse to listen to the fairy tales that the ghost stories are selling you. They don't deserve to occupy your mind or limit your success, happiness, and serenity. They really are only 6 inches deep.
Okay. Well, there you go. We will be right back. Stick around, folks.
To the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.